visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, another good win for you guys, 56-6 over Flint Hills. You know, just balance all around again. And you continue to gain some confidence here with a couple of weeks left in the regular season.
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting night down at Flint Hills. It was choppy at times. We saw some September struggles in October, but you know, we really only ran 19 offensive plays. So, you know, we've gotten into a habit of some of these oddball games where, you know, we run very few offensive plays, and which is great because we're very explosive, but you know, there's some things that we would like to be working on in game prep or in game action that, you know, we don't get too much in the game. So, you know, it was a good outing for our guys. We were very disruptive defensively again, but, you know, there's some things in there, you know, just consistency wise that we'd like to see improve a little bit from our play.
Coach, I know we've talked about Wyatt Griffin and Luke Buckey over the course of our conversations here. I want to talk about someone that you posted on Twitter, and Colton Cooley, who had a big man touchdown on Friday. Just what has he meant, knowing he was more of a lineman? Now he's kind of going into maybe that kind of that tight end role for you guys.
You know, Colton's one of those guys that he wears the five, you know, and so Mike Collars gave that to him. And you know, kind of we have a tradition of passing some numbers down. So, you know, when you put the five jersey on, you know, we kind of expect you to make some spectacular plays. And, you know, that play on Friday night where he kind of batted the ball and one-handed it to himself and then went ahead and scored from 56 yards out. That was a great play for him. He's been super close on a bunch of sacks this year, and has been really disruptive, you know, defensively. So, you know, we knew that there was going to be some impact plays like that, you know, for Colton, and it was great to see him get one on Friday.
And when you were able to look at some film from Friday night, what's something that you want your team to improve on? Because you got a good test with a Northern Heights team in their first year of 8-man. They are 3-3 right now.
Well, you know, it's kind of like I said before. It's our consistency. You know, there's some little detail things that you know, we want to see them improve upon. You know, communication defensively, that's something you're always harping on. I didn't think it was as good as it should have been on Friday night. You know, down-to-down offensive, offensive consistency is something you want to improve upon. You know, we really haven't, you know, we haven't thrown the ball much, you know, in the last couple of games. And, you know, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, if we could still throw it and complete it, you know, when we need to in a game situation. So, you know, those are things that we've talked about with our guys. Big area of concern for me that we will talk about this week is, you know, our 2-point conversion percentage is at 50%, and that's about 20% below where we normally are. So that's a play in the game that can really be important in big games. So, you know, having some attention to detail in some of those critical situations is what we're after.
Visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coaches Corner. You got Northern Heights coming up on Friday. It's our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. Like I mentioned, the Wildcats are 3-3. They defeated Yates Center on Friday night. And, you know, just your early thoughts on the Wildcats, because an old Flint Hills League rivalry renewed, and with now the Northern Heights Wildcats being in the Lyon County League, and the first time you guys have played them since you guys were 11-man.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, we saw them this summer in 5-on-5, and you know, you watch them on film, and they've really been effective in the quarterback run game. You know, and they're doing some nice stuff, and you can see them improve every week. And so we know that you know, they're going to come into the county. They're going to show up at the Mayo, and they're going to expect to play well, and we're going to need to play well in order to you know, to take care of them. But you know, they're a group that you know, the first year, and I can remember our first year in 8-man, boy, you learn a lot every week, and you could tell that, you know, they're getting some things figured out about the 8-man game, and so we expect to see an improved group again this week. So whatever you saw last week, they're going to be better than that when they show up at the Mayo, and we'll need to be ready to play.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to carrying the game on Country 101.7 FM. Best of luck on Friday night with Northern Heights, and I'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, Dylan, appreciate it.
That is Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Griffin Real Estate, and the Chase County Chamber of Commerce on KVOE Live and Local.